usually I was only the only female technical rep. I'm trying to think if they ever, if the labs ever sent females over to work. They'd, a lot of them were on the state side supporting it. And then some of the policy reps were, you know, that would come and go because they'd change out every 6 months, every 6 weeks, every 2 months, would be female.
Wow.
So I was definitely the odd man working amongst all these old, experienced testers.
Wow. And so what sorts of things did you come up against just with that as a factor?
Just the, amongst the seismologists, there were some that I think felt threatened because I wouldn't, they were pushing their agenda or, you know, wanting things to go a certain way, and I didn't, it wasn't necessary for what we were trying to do to have to do what they wanted. So I think there was, I don't know, I wouldn't say jealousy because these are grown men, but some kind of friction that way.
Feeling threatened.
And because they were more senior than me. And here I was chairing. So it was, you know, I think there was some there. But amongst all the other folks from the labs, I never felt that at all with them. They just respected the position that I had been given, and they supported me. You know, I by no means knew everything they did, and I would use, draw on their resources to, you know, to do what I needed to do as the chairman of that group. But it was all a, you know, consensus positions that would be putting forward.
Right.
And, you know, I learned a tremendous amount from all of them. Because, I mean, I just didn't have the background they did. I just, I was like a sponge sucking it all in.
Yeah.